The following presentation is a production of Ride the Wave Media.
Step into the world of A is for Adversity, a podcast where we explore the journey of motherhood. Join us weekly as we navigate the intricate garden of self-discovery amidst the trials of motherhood. This is your space to nurture your identity and bloom. I'm your host, Jen Banks.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's so good to be here and talk to you. I am excited to do another solo episode, although last episode wasn't really a solo episode because I had it so scripted. But this week will be much more conversational, low-key, well, as conversational as it can be on a podcast, right? And I am batch recording because next week I leave on my author adventure. Oh my goodness, I'm going to write my book in a week. So follow me on Instagram to see how that's going at A is for Adversity. But no matter how busy people are, they're never too busy to talk about how busy they are. So here I am talking about all the busyness. My husband makes fun of me because he says, here is your plate, very small. And here is all of the food that you're trying to put on that plate. Very, very big, too much. And I always feel like when I clear out space to have more time, I just fill that up with other things. So I'm working on holding time sacred and just really setting it apart for what I have intended it to be and making those intentional choices. Today's episode, I am calling Icebergs and Illusions because I feel like we just have this idea or expectation in our head of how things could be. But when it really comes down to it, it's not any different than what we're currently doing. So not to be a downer either, but in just a way to examine our thoughts and what's going on in our minds. I'll give you them as an example, and then I will have a personal story for each one. So there are five. The first illusion is, I'd have so much time if... dot, dot, dot. The second is, I'd have so much energy if... dot, dot, dot. The third, I'd have so much money if... dot, dot, dot. The fourth, I'd have so much influence if... dot, dot, dot. And the fifth, I'd have a much better relationship if... dot, dot, dot. Well, spoilers, there's no arrival unless you're talking about Google. You've arrived. Life is just a constant learning. We don't get to a certain destination or place in our life. There's always challenges. There's always problems. There's always joy. There's all sorts of things coming at us. We don't just get to the mountaintop and stay there. There's so much more to life than that. Crazy, huh? So let's go to the first one. And these are resources, more or less, or just things that we have in our life that I tried to narrow it down to. So the first one, I'd have so much more time if. And this one comes up for me a lot with my kids, because when I'm with my kids, I think about all the things I could be doing when they're not there. And when my kids aren't there, then I think about all the things that I could be doing with them. It's just kind of a grass is greener sort of situation. But I do put my boys in daycare once a week on Wednesdays. And then I recently made a friend, who is a nurse. And she wants to trade 10 hours at a time so that she can pick up some extra shifts. And so on Monday, she watched my boys for 10 hours. And I thought I was going to have so much time and so much to do, but it's an illusion because the day went by so fast. And I know that time is relative. And if I super planned it out, maybe I could have done all the things that I wanted to do. But the goal isn't always more, more, more productivity, productivity, productivity. You want to have time for relaxing. And so I exercised, I showered, I was playing with my oldest son who didn't go. I took him to school. I did some other jobs and responsibilities around the house. I did one or two things off my to-do list, and then it was already time to pick them up. So it's an illusion. If you feel like you would just have so much time if, it's not true. Your time would just be spent in different ways. And, you know, we all only have 24 hours in a day. So just hoping that you and I can loosen up on that illusion that we would have more time if. The next one, I'd have so much more energy if. And what came up for me is just all the, what's the word, appeal of outsourcing. There's so many things these days that you can outsource and so many ways that you can hire help or trade. But again, it's kind of like with our time. Your energy would just be exchanged in a different way. You'd be spending your energy in a different way. And the point I want to bring across as we discuss these is they open a window to what we want to increase in our life or what we want our life to look like. And that's so great. Anytime we can get insight into that, we can have more leverage over controlling it or influence about shaping our lives and how we want it to look and who we want to be. So lately, I haven't had a bandwidth, energy, you name it, for organizing my house. I love my house to be organized and I love everything in its place. And a lot of people say, oh, you have little kids. It's probably not the season for that. But I'm realizing how much it affects my mental space. It really clutters up my mind when my physical space is cluttered. And so I am going to hire some help to outsource that specific task. But again, if you outsource everything, then what would you be doing? Your energy would be going somewhere. It would be going to something. And we know work is good for us. And there are things that are stimulating, but we can pick and choose what we want to outsource or if we should outsource. And again, that just comes from our desires, our shoulds, not societal shoulds. Your house can look however you want. And oftentimes a messy house does mean happy kids. And I just know that if I work a little bit more on that, then I'll clear a little bit of the headspace to focus on what else I want to spend my energy on. Next, I'd have so much money if mine would be if I was a better saver. You know, there's a lot of ways to generate income and there's a lot of ways to spend that income. But again, time, money, energy, it's all just an indication of what we value, what we want in our life. And if I did save all that money, then I wouldn't have other things in my life. We always have heard the, if you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else or many other things. It's the implied no. And if we just hold on so tight to our money, then we're not going to be giving or even receiving because we're just so stuck on that set amount. I am very much a spender, and while I could and do try to rein it in a little bit, there are things that I enjoy spending my money on, just like you, I'm sure. I really love hosting parties and giving gifts and events. I don't buy tangible things very often. Clothes, gadgets, latest and greatest fads. But I do enjoy, like I said, people and parties and gifts and all those things. Other people value travel, so they're spending their money on that. And again, it's just a window into what you do want in your life and how you want to live. Next is I'd have so much more influence if. The one that always gets me is if I just had more followers on Instagram. But I love the example that all you need is 100 true fans. If those people are really rooting for you and buying all of your products and supporting you, you'll be able to make a successful business. It doesn't matter the percentage of followers you have. It just matters the percentage of active followers or people that are truly engaged in your content or your services. So regardless, it just matters. You don't have to have a platform, I guess is what I'm saying. You can do good in your sphere of influence, and that's great. You could have a big influence on a small number of people, and that's huge. Okay, and lastly, I'd have a much better relationship if As I've learned from my friend Brenda, the restored wife, it's all about you in a relationship. If you were starting a new relationship, you'd still be bringing you along with it. So the more we can work on ourselves, that's what will influence our relationship. It won't change if our spouse just did something else or it was a certain way. You are the one that has control and you steer the ship. So I hope that helped in some way, just working through these illusions of we think life would be better if, or the grass would be greener if, but the grass really is greener where you water it. It's your perspective. It's what you're doing to shape your experience here and how you're using your resources. So the iceberg part of this episode is I feel like the things that I get done in a day are the things that would be appearing at the top of an iceberg. You've all seen that picture where the top of the iceberg is a much smaller piece that you can see on top than it is underneath the water below. And sometimes it gets frustrating because I just really want to tackle all those things under the water that are below the iceberg that are piling up, but it's not realistic to just knock them all out in one day or a short period of time. It takes time. And so as much as it is hard, I'm just trying to chip away at the bottom day by day as I do the things on top every day. And whether that means outsourcing a little bit or the way that I'm spending my time and money, if I need to change my perspective or the things that I'm focusing on, then that's what it means. One of my favorite little takeaways was just do one job every day. And job stood for just one bite. And again, we're just trucking along. We're in the trenches. We're doing it little by little, but over time, it will amount to chipping away at that iceberg. And again, we never arrive. So I'm sure there will always be things that are added to it. But as we gain clarity on how we're spending our resources, what we're doing, we can direct our energy and time and money in the right direction. I hope you're doing well and having a great week. And I will talk to you again next week. Thank you, as always, to Blaine from Ride the Wave Media. He is the executive producer of this podcast and many more podcasts that can be found on Ride the Wave Media. Follow me on Instagram, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye.